And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, is here in Studio A. Hey, Judy. Good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about the final offering this year for Baltimore Center Stage. It's a musical called Soul, the Stax Musical. Kwame Kwe Arma, the outgoing artistic director of Baltimore Center Stage, was here with you and me just last week on midday. And we talked about, you know, this genre of musicals that are built around songs of either a particular artist or a group of artists. So in terms of that genre, how does the Stax musical stack up?
Well, Tom, as I also mentioned last week, this show is built on a catalog of an entire record label. So there's lots of music to choose from. And the music is the best thing about the show. In a traditional book musical, the songs are woven into the fabric of the show. They progress the plot. They develop character. Here, almost all the songs are presentational. They're performed in the context of a recording studio or a concert. Only a few of the songs directly connect with character or plot. For example, Stax was founded by a white brother and sister, Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton. When Estelle decides to leave, she sings, "Your Good Thing Is About to End." And Mary Jo Mecca, who plays Estelle, has just really compelling delivery. I wasn't familiar with Stax. I was more familiar with Motown. Stax was a Memphis record label, and I certainly was familiar with many of the artists, Isaac Hayes, Booker T and the MGs, the Staple Singers. This was Motown's competitor, as I said. Motown has its own musical, Motown the Musical. It was at the Hippodrome for the second time recently. A lot of the songs in this show will strike a chord with anybody who listened to the radio in the 60s or the 70s. Soul Man, I'll Take You There. Here's one of my favorites. You're going to hear Ricky Fonte as Otis Redding.
Sitting here resting my bones, 'cause this loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dark my home. So I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
All right, Ricky Fonte sitting on the dock of the bay. He's playing Otis Redding in Baltimore Center Stage's production of Soul, the Stax Musical. So, Judy, I think you counted, there's more than 30 tunes in this show. Linnell and I saw it last week. We thought the cast did a terrific job with the singing. What'd you think?
I think the musical performances were first rate, really one of the best things about the show. I'll just mention a few. There's several actors who play more than one role, including, and this is really cool, a real-life brother and sister, John Harrison Taylor and Tasha Taylor, and he plays their real-life father, Johnny Taylor. Her roles include Mavis Staples. Another actor, Harrison White, plays Rufus Thomas, who I think you'll agree adds a lot of comic relief to the show. In the second act, he pops up in the balcony singing Do the Funky Chicken, and he dances with audience members. Speaking of dance, Chase Brock's choreography and Kwame Kwe Arma's direction of this show both managed to combine a period feel with modern pacing, and the way the direction makes complete use of the theater is also really fun. I want to mention another actor, Boise Holmes. He's a native Baltimorean. He plays Isaac Hayes, and all of the actors adopt the styles of their characters, but Holmes is a real standout.
Just can't get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, please.
All right, indeed. Boise Holmes, he was terrific. I liked him a lot. He's played Isaac Hayes in Soul the Stax Musical. So, Judy, this is a musical about an integrated recording company in a very segregated Memphis, Tennessee in the 1960s. That seems in itself like built-in drama. Does that drama and tension come across on the stage?
Well, I was surprised that it didn't come across more. Like a number of elements in this script, which is written by a playwright named Matthew Benjamin, racial issues get mentioned, but that's about it. If Stax didn't experience that kind of tension, I think we need to know more about that. I mean, even the assassination of Martin Luther King in Memphis is almost glossed over in this show. I brought a clip of a rare instance when the discussion of race briefly crops up. This is a scene between Anastasia McCleskey as a Stax employee and Warner Miller as Al Bell, the disc jockey who became a partner in Stax. This is his first visit to the company.
You know, this is the first integrated place I've been to since I came to Memphis.
How is that for y'all?
I mean, it's fine.
Uh-huh. And you trust these people with our music?
I don't know what you mean.
No, I'm sure you do.
Anastasia McCleskey, Warner Miller, and Soul the Stax musical. So, Judy, were there other dramatic elements that you felt added tension to the Stax story?
Tom, I think this show has an underlying problem. It's about a record company. It's about a business, and it's really difficult to get emotionally involved with a business. We also don't learn a whole lot about the people. Where did Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton's love of this music come from? And there isn't a lot of passion in Robert Lindsay's portrayal of Jim, but it's not just him. There isn't much depth in most of the pivotal non-singing roles. We're repeatedly told that Stax was a family, but you just don't feel that closeness. There's a little more tension in the second act, but even the sudden death of Otis Redding, one of Stax's own, doesn't really have a major impact.
Yeah, he was killed in a plane crash.
Yes,
terrible.
Yeah. And then the show ends with a reunion/resolution that, to me, did not feel earned. It's a 25th anniversary concert, and it's also a little too similar to the 25th anniversary TV special in Motown the Musical.
So this is, and we talked about this last week when Kwame was here, but this is Kwame Kwarima's swan song at Baltimore Center Stage. This show, I mean, is this a fitting wrap to Kwame's 7-year tenure here in Baltimore?
Well, I wish it were. I wish we could have seen one more show that he'd written as well. His production of Marley 3 years ago, another compilation or jukebox musical, really had heart. We cared about what happened to Bob Marley, which is probably one reason the show has gone on to have further life in the United Kingdom. Soul is disappointing from a dramatic standpoint. Interestingly, there's no dramaturg listed in the program, and I think the show could have used one. It's not even the first musical about a white promoter of black music in Memphis. There was a 2010 Tony Award winner, Memphis, based on the true story of a white DJ. I mean, in the end, the plot of Soul, the Stax musical, winds up being more about the impact of bad business decisions than about music that frankly became the soundtrack for change in this country. The audience really goes for this music.
Yeah, you're tapping your feet and you're dancing in the aisles all the time.
People are clapping along. I think this show could do well for Center Stage. The music is really powerful, but the drama is not.
Yeah, that's an interesting comment that it's tough to get all worked up emotionally about a business deal, about a record company, whether they'll make it or they won't. You know, the first act is all about, we're running out of money and, you know, how are we going to bail ourselves out? But that is interesting because, and Kwame even talked about this when he was here last week, that, you know, we didn't want it to be a jukebox musical, meaning, you know, just a song and then a song and then a song. But then it sort of ended up being a jukebox musical. On the other hand, they do the music so beautifully that, you know, you could spend worse nights in the theater.
Oh, yeah, it's an enjoyable thing to listen to. But even more than being about a business, to a certain extent, it's a musical about a building, which is even harder to care about.
Right, where they took over this abandoned thing.
Yeah, and what happens to that building? That's the image at the beginning and at the end.
Yeah, well, they had some opportunities, and maybe they hit them, maybe they didn't. Well, I appreciate that, Judy. So this is called Soul, the Stax Musical. It's at Baltimore Center Stage. It's there until June 10th, and we've got a link to details about showtimes and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, we're going to talk about a play that I talked about yesterday here on this program, Book of Joseph. What's that about? It's over at the Everyman Theater.
Oh, that's a really interesting show with a strong local connection and a story, a real true life story that goes back to the Holocaust in Poland.
All right, well, look forward to that. We will see you next Wednesday, as it turns out. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, my guest is Donna Brazile, the longtime and controversial Democratic operative. We're going to talk about the Democratic National Committee's decision to sue the Russian Federation, WikiLeaks, and members of the Trump campaign over Russian interference in the 2016 election. We'll get her take on all of that. That's coming up tomorrow on the Midday Show here at WYPR. I hope you can join us then. And on behalf of the entire Midday team, we want to thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Future Cities with Wes Moore, which is on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day, and let's listen to some Albert King from Stax Records, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.